Hey, welcome back. I think you'll be glad to know that we got another appointment with the brilliant and unique dancing and meditating medical doctor, Dr. Gabriel Cousins, today. And we got a lot to talk about because we've been doing all this world peace meditation stuff, and really focusing on how things could be on this planet, which is absolutely true. And yet, on the outside, there's some really intense stuff going on. Especially in the US, but all over the world. And we're going to talk about how to put those two together. Welcome, Dr. Cousins, and thanks for being here. Appreciate it very much.
Richard, thank you for being here. And I just want to bless everybody that this is a special time. Why is it special? Because there's enough contrast to help us wake up more. But we'll start with a little prayer. Shinite, Amen. And that's merging the heavens and the earth, it merging the heart and mind, which is exactly what's needed to happen. We need the heart energy, and we need the mind energy, and they need to be integrated to be able to walk in this world today. But I usually start, or Anne, I usually start with a little bit of meditation and dance to kind of help things get us going, to get the spiritual joy going, and meditation to get our mind kind of more focused. So, the meditation, if you don't have a mantra, here's a mantra that we use. It's yod, hey, a yod and in breath, hey, and out breath, wah and in breath, hey, and out breath. And it's yod from the base up to the heart, and then hey, out to the heart. Wah from the base to the third eye and hey out to the heart. And you just kind of repeat that till your mind's quiet. The second part of the meditation is after we'd got dancing to get the spiritual joy going, which is really the important thing here, is then to we sit, just focus on the energy coming out of my eyes that can help awaken the energy, which we also call Kundalini. Rakadesh and or further activated. Now, the thing is, why spiritual joy? Because as we look at the world today, there's an effort, distinct effort, to take the joy away, to take the spiritual joy away, and just have people move into despair. And we're saying something really different. Let's celebrate. Let's celebrate the expansion of consciousness, which will uplift the whole world. And that, incidentally, what I'm going to mention it now, but also a little later, is why we have the World Peace Meditation every Sunday at 6:30 Israel time. WorldPeaceMeditation.net. And that will build. In the end, life, love, spirit wins. Okay? But it takes us to keep holding that energy and expanding the energy. And this is about creating a worldwide thought form for peace, worldwide shift, upgrade in the global consciousness to create peace. And this will prevail. It's prophesized, and we're part of all that. And we're just preparing for that, and we do a little dance and stuff, but in the end, this is where we're going. Okay, so I'm going to dance a little bit and ask you to join if you so choose. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. And now, just focus on my eyes and let the energy activate. Yo. Okay, in the meditation. Yom. Slowly come out of meditation. So Richard mentioned something important. So we were talking about this world peace meditation, and like, what is this all about? And today I was working with a family, and one of the teenagers said, you know, well, what do we get out of being nice to each other? Now, that's an interesting question. I never would have thought of asking it. What do you mean? What do you get out of being nice? Okay. It brought about a very interesting discussion. And the discussion is about, is there an advantage to being nice? Does that mean people are going to take care, you know, take advantage of you, which is one of the object things that the teenagers in the family brought up? And it's like, the advantage of being nice is that you're not doing it to have an advantage. It's a way of living open-heartedly, a way of living with compassion, a way of living with love, and that's just a nice way to live. It's not about an advantage. It's the way we're meant to live on the planet. And I think that's the important thing. It's like, no, we're not doing it to take advantage, and we're not even doing it to make peace. We're doing it because that's a natural way of living. Living with an open heart, being kind to each other, being nice to each other, not taking advantage. That's just a normal way of living. Now, in our world, of particularly the United States right now, what we're talking about, it's like, it doesn't seem very natural to live that way. And certainly these are teenagers in the United States. And it was like, well, I don't see an advantage. I would do it if there was an advantage to it. And it's like, wait, the advantage is this is a good way to live. And that's the important point, okay, is that the value system doesn't value being a nice person, being a good person, being a peaceful person. But that is a way of living that just makes everything in your life glow. And it's contagious. When you go down the street and you're nice to somebody and you say hello to them and you don't even have to know them, but you kind of smile, that energy can be contagious. It's not always contagious. Not everybody's ready for it, but a lot of times they are. And then they smile at somebody else and then it begins to spread. And smiling opens the heart. And that is the key. And I'm going to invite Richard in on that note. Smiling opens the heart and opens the spiritual joy and makes us real. It's about being an alive and awake person. So it's really special there. There's some noise in the background.
Yeah, there's some construction going on here. I apologize. A little bit of hammering. I think what you brought up is really critically important, Dr. Cousins, and it brings up a whole universe of things to talk about, because one of the things that comes to my mind immediately is we are projecting frequency all the time. And it comes from the emotion that we're walking around with. And that projects its own radiation. You know, cell towers are not the only source of radiation. And all radiation is not negative. It can have any effect. And if you're walking around, it's not so much what you try to act like, but what you're actually feeling. And the power of saying hello and smiling at somebody is not something you do with your face or your voice intentionally. It's just letting out something that you're feeling inside. So connecting to that feeling inside lets you do all that and has impact, and you can experiment with it. And if you start to use it consciously and you project it at the person that you're interacting with, even if they're at a distance and they don't know you're interacting, it affects them in real time right away. It's fun to play with. So there's a lot that can be done with that.
It actually affects you. When you're nice, when you're happy, it builds your health. When you're unhappy and when you're not nice, it deteriorates your health.
Yeah, and whatever you're projecting at somebody else, you're always projecting it at yourself too.
Yeah.
So choose what you want to live in. So and it doesn't mean that you have to be oblivious. This is commonly misunderstood to what's going on around you. It doesn't mean that you don't defend yourself or others. It doesn't mean that you open yourself up to be run over. Why don't you tell people how those go together, so you're not just walking around unaware of reality?
Well, when you're aware of reality, you're aware that there's only one.
Right.
There's only God. That's all there is.
Yeah.
That's the real reality. And when you have that awareness and you begin to share it, it helps wake up the people around you. So that's on a certain level. The other reality is we're put on this planet to help wake each other up. And when we're able to share in a way that opens other people's hearts, it opens our hearts too. So it becomes a win-win interaction. That's the deeper reality to it. And it's a nice way to live. And that's the beauty. It's like you could be grumpy or you could be nice and have a good time and build your physiology and build your heart and be happy. Because when you're happy and you project happiness, it comes back. So it's a win-win-win-win situation. That's the beauty.
Right.
Plus it's fun. You got to get the fun part. You're not doing it to just uplift the planet. You're doing it because it's just a nice way to live.
Yeah, it's exactly what you'd want for yourself. And what I found too, and a lot of people have, is the reason that there's power in it is that what you said, God is the only reality, and it doesn't even change if you, whatever you believe in, what religion you're a member of, this reality is the same, and it has been since before everything started. And the nature of that reality is a level of love, unconditional, unlimited love, that can't even be put into words. So if you bring yourself in alignment with that consciously, then it can flow through you, and it's an inexhaustible source. Things change.
Now, Richard, you also asked another question, is how do you integrate it so you're not acting foolishly?
Right, exactly.
You know, and so there's an old Sufi saying, love everybody, but tie up your camel.
Yeah, so what does that mean?
It means be very loving, but still use common sense about how you live in the outer world. Because not everybody's playing with the same set of rules.
Right, and you don't sing Sound of Music and walk out in front of traffic.
Right. So that's the key. So use your common sense. Yes, you do have to pay attention to your environment. Yes, you need to pay attention to your camel if you need to.
Right.
Okay. But that doesn't mean you can't be loving while you're paying attention. They're not, it's not a contradiction. It's just that, in fact, it's easier to be loving when you've taken care of all the details and you're free just to be present.
Right. The real power is not in being nasty.
Right. Because it doesn't get you what you want unless you don't want love, unless you want to be rejected. Oh, well, then there's a power in being nasty because it gets you rejected and hurts people's feelings and creates negative energy and actually helps you get sick.
So either one is contagious.
Yeah. And our job is to create the contagious of spiritual joy.
Right. Now, does that mean that you should ignore the news of what's happening, or how does that relate to situational awareness in the world?
Well, there's two levels of truth. Well, maybe three levels of truth. First, there's only God, and you just are celebrating God in all things, including a world of chaos and confusion, because that's what's needed to move to the next step of what's going on. The truth is, what do we know? What do we know? We don't know anything. Right. This is happening. Do we know why it's really happening? Yeah, maybe it's part of a plot, but is there a bigger picture to that? Okay, so we have to ask, what do we know? So the kind of other level of when we're talking about it, when we say, what do we know, is that another level, it definitely benefits us to be happy. Happy physiology is a much healthier way to live. Besides, it's fun. So we want to have fun in our interactions. We just want to have fun, okay? And being loving is a way of having fun. But remember, it comes from within. You don't need anyone to give you a pat on the head or you're loving so you'll get a good response from them. Unconditional, which is what Richard mentioned before, is you're just loving because it feels good to be loving. And it doesn't matter if people don't want to hear it. That's not your problem. Okay? In fact, it's not a problem. You're just being in the essence of spiritual truth, which is spiritual joy.
And it's not coming from what you're saying. It's coming from how you're feeling inside yourself.
Exactly. And so that's the second benefit, is that you're continually expressing. And when you express it, you amplify it within yourself.
You know, you mentioned that other people may not want to hear it, but they don't need to hear it. Because if you're in that space and you're intending it to reach them, you don't have to say anything. And I've done experiments with that. If I'm walking along the side of the road and a car's driving in the other direction and the people are just, you know, kind of grimly set and watching ahead, no facial expression, and then I'll project the feeling as an experiment, oh, this is a long-lost friend that I'm so happy to see. And I'm not just saying the words in my mind. I'm getting to actually make believe, how would it feel if that were true? And they change their focus. They look away. They look toward me. They start smiling. They start waving. It's really obvious. And it's very interesting to play with that. And it makes you wonder, what could this really do? What's its potential? Because I didn't say a word.
Well, we know its potential because when we meditate and pray for peace, it changes it, and the rates of violence goes dramatically down.
Right. And this means it doesn't only work on nice people.
Right. Right. So the fact is, it does work. Our consciousness does create, affects the outer reality. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's the big point. Once you get that, then you start playing with it. And that's really counterintuitive in the beginning. How could sitting there quietly, making believe you're, you know, doing this peaceful focus and everything, and there's these other people walking around planning carjackings and murders and all these things, how in the world is it going to affect them? And I think that's a valid question, is how can that work?
Right. And it works. So we don't have to know how it can work. The fact is, it works. We know it works. You know, since 1973, there's been over 300 experiments of when people are meditating, the amount of crime drops significantly and good acts rise.
Yeah. Yeah. Part of good science in the real sense is observing what happens and putting together potential cause and effect, testing it by repetition. And you don't have to know the exact chemical reaction that causes each thing as if that were the cause. You know, the cause ultimately is in consciousness. And if you can play with that and learn to use it and harmonize with it, you don't have to be able to know exactly all the steps, because I think, from what I can tell, it's way beyond our intellectual capacity to know everything.
Yes. So it's that simple. You know, your joy uplifts those around you.
Right.
Regardless. So live in joy and not get caught in the outer lie. See, the outer lie is things are hopeless, it's no good. You know, you have the New World Order, you have this, that, and the other thing. In the end, God wins. And if we have that attitude, it helps us make it through what appear to be outer difficult times. It also protects us from getting caught in the mindset of hopelessness. And that's very important, because when you go hopeless, you lose your connection with the divine, you lose your connection with your soul, which is what the people in the, you know, the New World Order want to have happen. Then you're just a mindless slave who they can control.
Yeah.
But worse than that, you are not progressing spiritually, which is the real big missing the point of life.
In the people who see it as a big war that's going on right now, they point out that there's different levels, if they're conscious, different levels of the war. One is a kinetic physical war where there's, you know, people shooting each other, and we see that in small scale examples and shootings that have been happening in the US, and big examples like the scam that's being run in Ukraine right now. But that's the kinetic level. Underneath, as Alex and others have pointed out, it's an information war. But underneath that, it's a frequency war. And
right.
You mentioned the New World Order and the people who are running that way above the so-called New World Order, the Satanists. They know that this is a frequency war, and that's about emotion. And if they can project into the atmosphere the frequency of hatred and division and especially fear of everything, then we are disconnected from our potential power. And so, you know, we're supposed to remember that we can generate, by allowing it to flow through us, the positive frequency. We don't have to create it ourselves, because it's the nature of where we came from. And if you become an open channel for that, then it's unlimited. And it brings you into harmony with the source. And it's much stronger than darkness. No comparison.
So, you know, as we close, I want to kind of get back to, we are actively waking up the world. And one of the ways we're doing it, besides like this show, is with the World Meditation for Peace. And again, that's every Sunday night at 6:30. It's a half hour long with a little visualization. And it is about waking up the world and creating a thought form for peace that elevates all of humanity. And that's a beautiful little picture. Actually, Doug designed that. What we see is the sun just kind of rising in the morning, okay? And that's beautiful, because that's what's happening now. We're just moving out of the darkness into the light. And we are the light, and we generate the light. And we are the rising sun on the horizon. So let's enjoy that. It's just a beautiful picture. So you're all invited next Sunday, May 14th, 6:30 p.m. Israel time, and whatever time it is around the world. And on the chart, there's charts of when that is. So it's perfect. Okay. So that would be my our offering is, may peace, well, peace prevails on earth, but we're it. We're the key piece, the peace prevailing on earth.
Yeah.
So may everyone be blessed that we get it and we start participating, because we do have the power to wake up the world. Aho, amen, shalom, 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 om atakuasin.
Thank you, Dr. Cousins. I totally agree. And I think, you know, we're talking about the different levels of the war and frequency being near the center of it. It's self-awareness, because if you can be disconnected from who you are and think that you're all these false identities, then we have all these things to fight about. And everybody disagrees, wants to prove that they're the ones who are right, and everybody else is you know, following false things. But if you drop that, come back to who you are and actually say, what am I projecting? What am I being? Because that's really what you're meditating on. That's what you're praying for. That's who you're worshiping, really, is where your focus stays. And it happens to be the essence of who you are. And the light that Dr. Cousins just said is who we are, the essence of what people call God. If you allow it, it takes over. And everybody has the same thing inside them, so creates world harmony and peace becomes possible. And I also want to mention that Dr. Cousins, from what my sources tell me, is about to have a birthday. He didn't mention it, but I think it's next Sunday. So everybody wish happy birthday to Dr. Cousins. And remember all of his programs at drcousins.com and treeoflife.mn.co and planetaryhealingclub.com for our work, lostartsradio.com.
Yeah,
honor it's yourself.
It's a special birthday. It's my 80th.
Yeah, exactly. Big deal. He's not even through with his first 100 years, but he's getting his bearings now, getting ready for the main work to come. So anyway, blessings to everybody, as he says. And thank you, Dr. Cousins. And we'll meet you guys here next time. Tomorrow morning, U.S. time, is World Peace Meditation. Watch what you do in between those weekly meetings, too. It's very important. We'll see you next time. Take care.